My name is Michael, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? I need to advise
Fabian,
you.
Yes,
this
sir.
Call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to find a new client.
Okay. Can I get your social security number?
I'm just 422-21-2212.
Your first and last name?
Fabian Frierson.
Your date of birth?
09-04-1985.
Your mother's maiden name?
That's Emily Frierson.
And your driver's license number?
763-9773.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
Huh?
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Would you like to receive your payment through direct deposit or the benefits card?
Benefits card.
Okay. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage Prepaid Benefits Card. If you already have
a
tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid due date on the card and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage Prepaid Benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage Prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage Prepaid Benefits Card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica Bank charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fee. They are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, $19 for expedited delivery. Please. An international transaction fee, excluding ATM withdrawal fee and balance inquiry fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and the card replacement fee can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosures for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits-card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in a cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage Prepaid Benefits Card?
Yes.
Okay. Can I get your mailing address?
That's 902. 15th Avenue North. That's Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35406.
Is the residence address different from the mailing address?
No, it's not.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, it's not.
Can I get your phone number?
It's 205-632-9781.
And your email address?
That's Fabian, F-A-B-I-A-N, Frierson, F-R-I-E-R-S-O-N, 031@gmail.com.
Okay, so you said 902 15th Avenue North, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35406. Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 115 Villa Road, 122 Letter Tree Lane, 1700 Snow Mills Avenue, 526
1700 Snow Mills Avenue.
From whom did you purchase the property at 7224 Menden Hall Club? From whom did you purchase the property? At 7224 Menden Hall Club. He said no.
Mm-mm.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Northport, Coleman, Vestavia, Gadsden.
Northport.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military?
No.
In the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
When was the last day that you worked?
December 9th, 2022.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I've been able to work.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I don't own no business.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, not one.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willingly to travel one way to a job?
50.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
12.
Do you obtain exclusively through a union hiring hall.
Do I work through a junior dining hall?
No, no, no. Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
Yes.
What would be the date?
January the 9th, 2023.
Okay. Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Yes, I'm out. I'm been out more than for a month.
Can I get the company's name?
That's Airmark. Yeah. She outside.
Airmark Campus, LLC.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Huh?
What would be the company's phone number?
They out of Philadelphia, but I had my supervisor number.
Okay.
205-535-7477.
And when was the first day you started working for them?
August 8th.
And when was your last day worked?
My last day worked December 9th, 2022.
What was the city and the state work was performed in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Why are you no longer working?
Due to winter layoffs.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Your PIN number, it is going to be 1285.
Okay.
Now, it normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each time you claim benefits. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week would result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file through the internet, the web address would be www.labor.alabama.gov. Or if you like to file on the phone, the number you call every week which will be 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made from Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. And lastly, if you ever have any questions about your claim or want to know any information, The number to call will be 1-800-361-4524. So, do you have any question?
No, sir.
Okay, so thank you for calling. I hope you have a good day, sir.
Uh-huh.